This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio
Danny.
Game.
Danny.
What day is it, Danny?
Do you not have a calendar, Danny?
You know what? Again, I thought this entire week was just a completely different day, but let's start it off.
Danny, don't you want to feel sexy?
I do.
The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. And it's Mother FM Friday. So you know what that means. It's time to get sexy with Beat Mix.
Beat Mix, don't be a loser.
Ready to beat Migs? I know that I sure am, because we made it to Friday.
Friday, Mother Effing Friday. Everybody's
turning
for the weekend,
There he goes. Now he's jumping.
Friday, everybody's looking forward to the weekend. Friday, getting out of
New Friday.
Wow. What a day. Let's get to our contestant. It's Nick from Ballsbo. Nick, are you there?
I am. What's up, guys?
Oh, feeling good, Nick. How about yourself?
Oh, I am fine. What's up, my tattooed brother?
Nick, who got a Pearl Jam tattoo with me.
Yes, sir. That's me.
How's your tattoo healing?
Oh, it's great. That Hustle Butter, man, that stuff is awesome.
Yes, I actually purchased a little jar of it myself.
Keeping yourself all lubed up, guys.
Shout out to Jason over at BTU Tattoo. He's like, you should try this Hustle Butter tattoo, which is a great name.
It is a really good name.
Yeah. Give you some of that Hustle Butter.
Steve, time to get out of here. If you're playing along at home, Nick with the Hustle Butter, he's going to have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Let's go.
How many deadly sins are there?
7.
Yes. Which holiday character lived on the remote and snowy Mount Crumpet?
The Grinch.
Yes. What type of animal flew to space on the US V-2 rocket in 1949?
A dog?
No.
Chimp.
Yes. What brand of sneakers did Rocky wear in his training montage?
Chucks?
Yes. Which sports league gives out the Hart Memorial Trophy?
Hart Memorial Pass.
Which U.S. state is closest to Cuba?
Florida.
Correct. The Blackhearts are the backing band of what rocker?
Joan Jett.
Yes. What does an archer keep his arrows in?
A quiver.
Correct. What is the capital of the Netherlands?
Denmark.
No.
Amsterdam.
Yes. Which gemstone is the hardest natural material on Earth?
Diamond.
Correct. Which sports league gives out the Hart Memorial Trophy?
PGA.
No, but you just scored 9, Nick. Are you kidding me?
Well, Steve gets a 6.
Oh, that would be so nice. Steve.
Karen.
Man, Nick is really good. I think it might be the hustle butter.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
Are you ready? Deadly sins are there?
7.
Yes. Which holiday character lived on the remote and snowy Mount Crumpet?
Is that the Grinch?
It is. What type of animal flew to space on the US V-2 rocket in 1949?
Monkey.
Correct. Which brand of sneakers did Rocky wear in his training montage?
Adidas.
No.
Puma.
No.
Oh, yeah. Trying to picture it. Nike?
No. Which sports league gives out the
Converse.
Which sports league gives out the Hart Memorial Trophy?
That would be hockey.
Yes. NHL. Which U.S. state is closest to Cuba?
Which U.S. state closest to Cuba? Florida.
Yes. The Blackhearts are the backing band of what rocker? Yes. What does an archer keep his arrows in?
A holster.
No.
A barrel.
No.
A bucket.
No. What is the capital of the Netherlands?
Rocky Balboa.
No.
Converse.
No.
Arrows.
No. Which gemstone is the hardest natural material on Earth?
Crystal.
No.
Cubic zirconia.
No, Steve. Oh, my gosh. You just scored 6. And that's actually a really nice score, but you lost. 6-9.
Oh, nice job, Nick.
Congratulations, Nick. All right.
I'm covering up my tattoo. I can't associate myself with a man who beats me.
Oh, I'm a little disappointed that you didn't know that Rocky was Rocky's
tracks. No, I did.
I know. I know.
It took a second.
Well, Nick got it.
I didn't get a lot of sleep.
Nick got it on the first guess.
Oh, well, that's
just
great.
You to know that. He also knew that an archer keeps his arrows in a quiver. And the capital of the Netherlands is Amsterdam.
Amsterdam.
The hardest natural material on Earth is a diamond. Yes.
That makes sense.
It does.
Did he guess a chimpanzee?
Oh, he said a chimp.
Because someone said a chimpanzee and a monkey are different animals.
Well, I was going to accept both, and I apologize for being the worst quiz host ever.
No, I think Ken Jennings is a little worse than you, but you're the second worst.
Thanks, Steve. The Daily Mix Show. This week, tickets for a live night went on sale, and we're so excited to be back at Snoqualmie Casino and Hotel. They just finished the big remodel, and we're going to be in the ballroom on Friday, February 13th. Yachty and Naughty is the theme. We're going to be live. The men's room is going to be live, and you can watch all of the chaos unfold from the crowd. Tickets for a live night presented by Pinky's Plumbing are on sale at KISW.com.
Something got you bent, and now you need to vent, or you did something bad and you need to repent? Well, slide into our VMs.
Yeah, baby, it's time to slide into our VMs.
We're sliding and sliding and sliding.
On the Daily Mix Show.
It would be such a delight to get a voice message from you, and you can make that happen through the Odyssey app. There's a little microphone icon. That's what you want to be on the lookout for. Steve, what is going on in there today?
I feel like people are just as fired up as we are because there's a couple voice messages that are in the same spirit as us right now.
Yeah, come on, Seahawks. That's what I'm saying. Cooper Kupp, I forgive you. Go Hawks.
Yeah.
I'll be honest. Yeah, I was like so mad when he fumbled that ball. And I was like, how can you get mad at a guy who almost never fumbles a ball? I think they said the last time he fumbled a ball was like 3 years ago.
Holy cow.
Yeah.
And then his little tippy toes.
Oh, dude. That
catch was insane.
That was nuts.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love that guy.
He's great.
He seems so chill, too.
And so local.
Yes. Way better than that other guy that was around Washington for a bit, and that's Puka Nacua.
Yeah, boo.
I do love it that there was a press conference after the game, because, you know, he had some, like, stuff going on with, like, these streamers, and he was, like, on camera drinking and all this, like, controversial stuff that he did, and, you know, like, Coach Mike McVay, not Mike McVay, Sean McVay?
Yeah,
Sean McVay from the Rams. He's just, like, apologizing on his behalf, and he has as well. And Puka put up a stupid tweet also after the game. But at one point, one of the reporters, which was quite possibly one of the dumber questions, like, well, has it been a distraction for him? And even Sean McVay's like, did you see the game that he had? Like, if it was a distraction, I don't know what to tell you, because he had, like, an insane amount of yards.
He performed.
Yeah. All right, are you ready for our next one?
Yes.
Hey, guys, it was a good game last night. My son was telling me that they were going to lose, so I sent him to bed right before overtime.
Get out of here, kid.
You're not my child right now. Go to bed.
He was bringing that negative energy. Of course, they ended up winning, so I had to go wake his ass up and tell him that we won. Woo! Go Hawks! Jake from State Farm.
Thanks, Jake from State Farm.
I tried. Tatum can only last a little bit watching, like, and actually being invested. Like, when they scored a touchdown, she was high-fiving me. She was commenting on how cool their helmets were.
Of course.
And that's about it. Yeah. And then she was done. Then she wanted to watch Ryan's World again.
Oh, Ryan's World.
Did you guys catch the post-game press conference? Not press conference. The post-game speech that Mike McDonald had in the locker room?
No.
Oh. Are you ready to get goosebumps?
I am.
I love our coach. And like every once in a while, I feel like it's like out of a scene from a movie. Like after like, and you just need like the inspirational music being played underneath his speech. But here's Coach Mike McDonald talking to the team after they just won this insane game in overtime.
What a group, man. Come on, man. What a freaking football team you guys are. What a football team, man. We're the freaking Seahawks. Let's go.
We're the freaking Seahawks. Let's go.
Let's go. That's what we do, man. One play at a time. Look.
I was going to say, we play really bad for three quarters, and then we come back and win the game.
That's when it matters.
That's
most.
What we do.
And look, every phase picks each other up, all the things, okay? Defensively, look, you guys did a hell of a job adjusting in the second half, and offense picking us up when we needed it, man. That's a freaking great job. Special teams with a freaking punt return. Let's go. We are in the playoffs. In the dance. 2 point for the win, Eric Sauber.
Hey, real talk, guys. I've been so many places. This has been such a long journey for me, man. To come to a place that's just embraced me like you guys have, man. I love you guys. Let's keep on rolling.
I'm proud of you guys. Let's go celebrate this thing. Leo, get us a break. Let's go.
Hey, here we go, fellas. Love y'all, boy. Hawks on three. 1, 2, 3.
Hawks. I'm sorry, I felt like I was in there with them.
You almost were.
Leonard Williams, man. That guy's a beast.
I love him. What a night.
Yes. So what happened for you when the 2-point conversion happens? I know we were texting, but tell us what was going on in your house.
I was reclined in my recliner, and I sprung from that recliner with my bathrobe on. I jumped so hard, my bathrobe opened up for all to see, and that was how I celebrated.
Oh, so you gave Brad a show?
A little flashy flash.
That's pretty awesome.
Yeah. I was like, wow, I just came undone.
Danny, did you flash Linda after you won?
Of course. I do that every night. But yeah. No.
Check this out. Hawks on three.
It's one of those
Hawks.
Things where I'm I'm sitting on the couch, and it's like every time like a touchdown happens, I just get so excited. I immediately clap. Yeah. And I like stand up and I'm like, yeah. And then when they did that last night, I got up and I was just like pacing, and Lynn was just looking at me like, what is happening?
Who are you?
She was in there watching the game, but she was on her phone.
Yes.
And she didn't realize that we had won. And I was like, it's a 2-point conversion. We just won that game. And she was just like, oh my God.
Did you have a similar reaction?
Sid's on the couch on her phone while the game's going on. 2-point conversion happens. I didn't get off the couch because I was kind of like sucked into the couch. I was like, I'm going to hurt my back if I jump up right now. I start punching the air. Like, and then I almost said the F word, but I went full Christmas story. I'm like, fudge. Yes. And she's like, what just happened? I'm like, they just won the game. And then she looks at the screen. She put her phone down. And then she's looking. She's like, well, who's that guy? And I got so mad. Not like really, but I was like, that's Sam Darnold. And she's like, who's Sam Darnold?
Oh, my God.
He's our quarterback. Long pause. How long has he been our quarterback? The whole damn season.
Where's Russell Wilson?
Who's number three? Doesn't even look like Russ. That's Nick Amendwari.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I was so fired up after that.
That was just delightful.
But I was like, I'm like, wait, you have been sitting next to me pretty much every game this
year. All season.
And at no point did you wonder who was playing quarterback.
Who's that ginger?
What's up with that guy in the beard?
The Daily Migs Show.
If you're just tuning in, the Seahawks beat the Rams last night in overtime. 38-37 was the final score. And we are so excited to recap the game with the host of Mitch Unfiltered. Mitch Levy will join us at 7:20. He is the host of Mitch Unfiltered. You can check that out wherever you listen to your podcasts or at MitchUnfiltered.com. Mitch Levy joins us now, who I'm assuming is as sleep deprived as we are because we couldn't sleep last night. We were wired after the Seahawks beat the Rams in overtime 38-37.
Did you just say daddy?
Yes.
Well, let's give it a little context.
Okay.
Where is it?
Daddy, let's go.
That's where it comes from.
Okay.
You give right. Taryn a couple drinks, she starts calling people daddy.
You know, I'm on Mondays. This week I'm on a Friday. I'm not asking any questions of what's going on over there on Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays. So you guys just do your thing. Have your fun. And I have no comment about Taryn's daddy remark to kick off the second. Well, I actually was playing hide and go seek last night, and I didn't get a chance to see, and I haven't seen the result yet. How did it turn out, Taryn?
Do you know what's so funny? My child once again attempted to sabotage my ability to watch the Seahawks game because of his wild schedule yesterday. So I took him to a place where I could watch the game on my phone in peace, and that was to the Stanwood McDonald's, so that he could run around in the play place, and I could sit there and watch it on my phone.
Oh, I'm having nightmares. Tell me the play place doesn't have the tubes anymore.
There's a couple weird things. It's gross in there.
No. The germ pit.
Him and all the other snot-nosed kids running around in there. But you know what?
You're lucky if it's snot-nosed. It's urine. It's other stuff. Oh, no. Don't let your kid in the McDonald's tunnels. Please, even bring that up.
There was a sign that said no loitering, a 30-minute limit in there. We were in there for over an hour. Over an hour, I was watching the game on my phone. So I didn't miss much this time around. And thank goodness, because
I've gone to those McDonald's. This is 20 years or 15 years ago. I've gone to those McDonald's, Taryn, with three kids and left with two. Okay, I'm just telling you. Okay, so let's go around the horn. I'm assuming that all three of you that I'm looking at right now saw the game.
Yes.
I want to know who your MVP is.
Oh, my goodness.
Of the game last night. Let's start with Danny. Danny, who's like looking at the clock, watching the second hand until he can get the hell out of there.
Wow.
And for his Christmas break. Danny, who was the MVP of the game last night?
To me, it's still Rashid Shaheed. Yeah. Him coming in and doing what he did at the end there, I was just like, yes, let's go.
Okay. Migsy, you can't have Rashid Shaheed now. Or can you? I don't know what the rules of this contest is.
Yeah, I didn't know we had that. Let's check the Odyssey rules on this one. I hope you guys don't beat me up on this one, but I'm going to go with the Seahawks defense. Can I make the entire defense be MVP?
Oh, my God. You are making the rules. Seahawks. It's interesting, and I understand what you're about to say, but I'll let you say it. But you're making the Seahawks defense on a night they gave up like 600 yards. For 3.5 quarters, they couldn't even touch. If they were playing two-hand touch.
But the entire team sucked for 3.5 quarters.
Well, yes, but the defense, which is supposed to be the best in the league, gave up. How many yards did Matthew Stafford?
Nearly 500, yeah.
500 yards. You're giving the MVP.
Yes.
Okay, go ahead.
Three and outs when you needed them. Yes. Fantastic. Yes. Without that, they're not winning the game. I mean, without Rashid, they're not winning the game. Without Sam Darnold, they're not winning. I mean, that's a stupid statement. But, I thought they stepped up when they needed to.
Daddy, what do you think?
My daddy of the game.
Yeah. Daddy, let's go.
I'm going to say Jackson Smith and Jigba.
Okay.
Okay, hers is dumber than mine.
No, it's not.
He had that great tippy-toe catch. He had a touchdown, a game-tying touchdown. I mean, that's my daddy for the game. Who's yours, Mitch?
Well, I'm not going to tell you who mine is.
I like having a daddy of the game feature.
I have a daddy of the game. I have. I happen to agree with Danny the most because I think if Rashid Shaheed doesn't return that punt for a touchdown, they don't win.
Yeah.
They literally don't win. They have to have that punt return changed the entire look. And don't forget, as it pertains to Shaheed, that he also had the end around, which was a few minutes later, where he stayed in bounds. There was a flag thrown on the play. I thought it was coming back. I thought there was like an illegal hold on the end around, but it turns out it was offside on the defense. And I think that that end around was huge too. So there was one and one A on a night where, after we've talked about Shahid for 2 weeks being involved in the pass game, they don't even throw the ball. They threw one time. No receptions. Zero receptions on a night like that. I can't believe that they're not involving him more in the pass game. But I would concur with Danny. But isn't it interesting that I just asked three people who their MVP of a game where the Seahawks in overtime needed to go down and score not three, not seven, but needed to go down and score eight. And the quarterback who led him down the field in that situation with the season on the line and got him into the end zone and then threw the two-point career. The quarterback got no votes from the KISW morning show.
Here's my second place vote.
Yes.
Yeah.
I couldn't believe that our fans were booing him so hard, and then they spun that right around.
Oh, my God. For me to have this conversation about how Sam Darnold turned around his year and the outlook of his future as a Seahawk, I need lithium. I need something to give me a break, Danny,
all right,
so that I can get my thoughts together on Sam Darnold, because this is a very complicated conversation.
With three very simple human beings you have to do it with.
Host of Mitch Unfiltered. You can give him a follow on X. It's Mitch_Seattle. We will have more with Mitch after Nirvana.
The Daily Mix Show.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
If you are just tuning in, we have been recapping last night's Seahawks overtime victory with the host of Mitch Unfiltered. You can grab that wherever you listen to your podcast or over at MitchUnfiltered.com. Mitch Levy, you have said MVP of the game, daddy of the game is Sam Darnold.
No, I didn't say that. I didn't say that. I said I agreed with Danny that Rashid Shaheed, I'm glad that you listened, Tim. Thank you for listening. Appreciate that. But Sam, the Sam Darnold story is important. Before you get to the Sam Darnold story, I feel a responsibility to your listeners. You see, I have an alter ego, Migsy and Taryn. You might not know this, Danny. Yeah. I have an alter ego, and the alter ego's name is Mr. Playoffs. You've probably not known that. And Mr. Playoffs has a responsibility to the KISW, the Rocks listeners, this morning to explain what the win last night means. I think it's important for Seahawks fans to understand a couple of things, which aren't very pleasant, by the way. First of all, the win last night, for the most part, will only be as good as the next two games for the Seahawks. If the Seahawks don't win the next two, next week in Carolina And the following week in San Francisco, week 18, Sunday, first Sunday in, if they don't win the next two, guys, it's not just likely. I'll say it's likely that they will not, that the game last night will mean nothing, because something unexpected, a couple of unexpected things would have to happen for them to still even win the division if they don't win the next two. So they, let's start right there. They got to win the next two, and both of them are going to be hard. The one in Charlotte next week,
yeah,
against the Panthers. The Panthers are playing the Bucks this week, and they play them again at the end of the year. The Panthers are involved in a fight for their division, the NFC South. If the Panthers lose to the Seahawks, that game is huge for the Panthers. There's going to be a lot of electricity. They've already beaten the Rams in Charlotte, so that is going to be a hard game. And then you don't need me, your listeners don't need me to tell you how hard the last one's going to be with the 49ers potentially playing for the division, playing for the NFC West at home against a team in Seattle that they've dominated in recent memory, and they beat him in the first game of the season when Sam Darnold fumbled the ball at the end. You recall,
yeah,
the very first game of the season. So you start there. The Seahawks have to win the next two for this Rams Thursday night thriller to even mean anything. That's number one. Number two, and here's a little deeper dive. I think I know your listeners can handle it. I know Danny can handle it, yeah, but I'm not sure about you two.
Oh, great.
Whether you can hang with me on this.
He's calling us stupid.
If the Seahawks win the next two, they will be the number one seed in the NFC. NFC West champs, the number one seed. Let's talk about the gifts, the holiday gifts that come along with being the number one seed. Well, you may know that only one team in each conference gets a bye. Seattle would get that bye. They would not have to play in the first round of the playoffs. The other six teams would have to play. Seattle could take a week off, get healthy, get ready for the second round of the playoffs. Okay, so that's a good thing. They also get, one of the gifts that they get is they get home field advantage as long as they play, which we think is a good thing, but Darnold and Seattle are kind of better on the road, yeah, but we won't talk about that.
Kind of road warriors, but you know what? It's still better to be at home.
Better to be at home in the playoffs. Better be at home for the holidays than be on the road. So they would essentially, Taryn, be two home wins away in this scenario where they're the number one seed. They'd be two home wins away from the Super Bowl. Win two games at home, and you're in the Super Bowl. Okay, you're back in the Super Bowl as a Seattle Seahawks. That's all the good stuff. There's one really bad thing, and that is that in this scenario where the Seahawks win the next two, and they're the number one seed, what seed, Migsy? Let's play a little beat Migsy now.
Uh-oh. All
right? What seed would the Rams be?
Fifth?
That's right. The number one wild card team would be the fifth seed. Who does the fifth seed play in the first round when the one seed is taking the week off, going fishing and getting healthy for the next week? Who does the fifth seed play?
I'm guessing the second?
They play the fourth seed.
Oh, okay.
You're asking close, me to do math. Yeah,
I'm trying. You're not helping me.
They play the fourth seed. So the Rams in this scenario, I know this is a little too deep, but the Rams in this scenario would play probably the winner of the NFC South, which would be either Carolina or Tampa Bay, on the road in the first week. And the Rams would be, even on the road, a big favorite to win that game. Okay? The second week of the playoffs, the Seahawks' first playoff game, you would think, oh my God, they wouldn't have to play the Rams until the NFC Championship game. But the Seahawks, unless there's an upset with the six or seven, would have to turn around and play the Rams in the first round of the freaking playoff. Well, the second round of the playoffs, their first game. You understand what I'm saying?
Mm.
You would think that the Seahawks could avoid the Rams again until the NFC Championship game and let somebody else have to beat the Rams first. to do your dirty work for you, but that's not the case. The way it's setting up right now is you're looking at the very first playoff game for the Seahawks being against the Los Angeles Rams.
Yeah, team we just beat, no problem. I'm okay with that.
No problem.
Mitch, how are you feeling last night, though? When they scored the touchdown, they're like, we're going for two. I'm like, all right, we're not going to win the game. Like, I just had zero faith in that moment. And then when it happened, I was just staring at my screen like, I cannot believe they just converted their third two-point conversion.
Well, I think there's two answers to that question. First of all, you're asking based on just the two-point conversion.
Yeah.
I did not think that they were going to convert the two-point conversion, but the reason that they did, again, getting maybe a little bit too deep into the weeds, is I'm not sure exactly what the Rams were doing on defense in that two-point conversion. I think if you're doing sports talk today in Los Angeles and you're a Rams fan or you're a Rams reporter, you're asking the question, what did that defensive coordinator do? He kind of called off the dogs. They weren't pressuring. They weren't blitzing. Normally in a two-point conversion like that, where you have the back of the end zone as let's say a 12th defender, normally you're going to put heat on Sam Darnold, aren't you? You're going to send somebody. And the reason that they were able to convert that two-point conversion, if you remember, the guy that he threw it to was blocking at the beginning of the play. He wasn't even going out at the beginning. He hesitated. He blocked. If you go back and look at it, he's blocking, and then he releases. And the only reason that Sam Darnold can get the ball to him is because he has so much time to see, okay, receiver one's not open, receiver two's not open, receiver three's not open. Okay, I'm going to throw it to this guy. He's open. The Rams didn't pressure him. And if the Rams pressured him, the final score would have been 37-36 Rams. So that's the answer. I did not think they were going to convert the two-point conversion. There you go.
I'm glad both of us were wrong. Mitch, man, we love you. And thank you so much. I know, like, we're probably three of the dumbest people you talk to about sports with every year.
Stop.
But the fact that you do it with us all year round, we absolutely look forward to it. I know that we're about to go on our little vacation, but we look forward to coming back in the new year and talking more about the Seahawks with you and hopefully for a very deep playoff push.
It's perfect because the next time the three of us or the four of us will be together will be the Monday morning after the 49ers game at the end of the week.
Looking forward to it.
Have a great Christmas. To all of your listeners, happy holidays, a happy and healthy new year, and we'll reconvene in 2026. How about that?
MitchUnfiltered.com is where you can listen to Mitch Unfiltered, and you can give him a follow on X. It's Mitch_Seattle. We love you, Mitch. Go Hawks.
Thank you. Thank you. Go Hawks.
Take care.
The Daily Mix Show. The Daily Mix Show.
Steve Miggs, if someone was listening to the cheat sheet yesterday at 5:40 during the men's room, they would have heard three of the correct answers to the upcoming game of Beat Miggs. And you can call 206-803-ROCK right now if you'd like to play Beat Miggs at 7:50.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no.
so my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to Plansmore, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Just got a new puppy or kitten. Congrats. But also, yikes. Between crates, beds, toys, treats, and those first few vet visits, you've probably already dropped a small fortune, which is where Lemonade Pet Insurance comes in. It helps cover vet costs so you can focus on what's best for your new pet. The coverage is customizable, sign-up is quick and easy, and your claims are handled in as little as 3 seconds. Pro tip, Lemonade offers a package specifically for puppies and kittens. Get a quote at lemonade.com/pet. Your future self will thank you. Your pet won't. They don't know what insurance is.